Grace, mercy, and peace are yours this day from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the elders addressed John, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And he said, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence." In the holy and blessed name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may be seated. Who are these? It wasn't John who asked the question, but it was an elder asking John the question, "Who are these?" John seems a little unsure. It was, in a little bit of a sense, a quiz. The elder wanted to know how much John understood about what he was taking in the vision, what he was seeing. So the elder asked, "Who are these?" And then the elder goes on to tell John that these are the saints. These are the holy ones of God who were in the great tribulation, who suffered the trials and difficulties of life, but they overcame. They washed their robes. They made them white in the blood of the Lamb, the color of holiness and righteousness. These are they who laid hold of the promises expressed by Jesus in our gospel reading from Matthew. Did you notice how all of what the elder says about the members of this white-robed multitude is described in the blessings pronounced by Jesus? "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Who are these? These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation and are now in the very presence of God. They see his kingdom. They see him and the Lamb on his throne. And they have the privilege and honor of serving the God of heaven and earth day and night in his temple. They lived in this world with its trials and difficulties, its troubles, and they overcame. They held fast to the truth. They experienced the warfare and the struggle between good and evil. And being considered in this world to be on the wrong side of history, on the wrong side of culture, on the wrong side of everything that the world deluded itself into thinking is good. These are they who held fast to their integrity. They did not give in when push came to shove. They were forced to choose between obeying the word of God on the one hand and obeying the will of men on the other. Some of these were the men and women that Emperor Nero had put on poles and lit on fire as torches for his garden. Some were discovered in caves and orchards and fields, clandestinely worshiping Jesus in the wee hours of the morning before the workday began. And then they were rounded up and killed or imprisoned for their faith. Now, while we today may not personally know anyone who experiences that kind of trial and tribulation, there do remain many places in the world where a person who converts to become a Christian is targeted for death. Others lose their job, or they become ineligible for certain government rights and benefits. And then there are the trials and troubles and tribulations which arise within families, within the regular social interactions when one stands firm on the truth and refuses to compromise, leading the world to utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of Jesus, for which he tells us, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Who are these? These are they who now rest from their labors. They have come out of the great tribulation, and they have been rewarded by receiving the love of God and the Lamb without hindrance, without suffering, and without trial. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And these do. They stand in his presence. They see him face to face. They have kept their hearts pure in the midst of this world as they set aside sin and lived in the way of righteousness. They focused and remained steadfast to the words which God himself has spoken, living by every word that has come from the mouth of God. To be sure, because of the frailty of their human flesh, because of their sin, they faltered and failed to live in perfect holiness. But they acknowledged their sin. They received the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus. They set their hearts to live in obedience and integrity. They are blessed by the mercy of God who offers forgiveness to sinners. Who are these? These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As they walked on earth, they lived lives of mercy also. They knew that God in Christ had forgiven them so much, so they likewise forgave others and sought to do good even to those who did them wrong. Who are these? These are they who in life hungered and thirsted for righteousness, first in themselves and then also in the world. These are they who looked at their own heart, their own life, and recognized that their flesh was captive to sin and they fought against temptation. These are they who struggled daily with thoughts and desires that were unnatural and contrary to God's will and command. These are they who battled constantly to keep their tongue from evil and their lips from speaking deceit. These are they who, along with Paul, saw that nothing righteous dwelled in their flesh, and they sought constantly to be free. These are they who were born again to a living hope in the waters of baptism, and then they walked the narrow path to salvation, enduring trials and difficulties, suffering and sorrow that comes with pursuing the righteousness which God offers. These are they who heard the word of God and desired more and more to know it, to understand it, so that they could live the righteous life that receives from God the goodness and blessings that he desires to bestow. These are they who, while they lived, looked at the world around them and saw its brokenness, and their heart ached. They mourned. They wept and lamented in this life because they saw the suffering that is in the world because of sin and unrighteousness which abounds on every side. These are they who were indwelt by the Spirit of Christ, and so they desired something different for the world, just as Christ does. And they worked and applied themselves to bring true peace into the world. These are they who understood that worldly peace between one man and another would remain impossible so long as sin and unrighteousness rules in the heart. So they brought to bring a transcendent and otherworldly peace into this world. These are they who used their position as parents and grandparents, as teachers and friends and neighbors, to bring the peace of Christ into the lives of others. These are they who spoke of the love of God in Christ by which God has reconciled the world to himself. These are they who dedicated their resources of time and effort and finances to point others to the eternal peace which God has accomplished through Jesus. And they persisted in this, even in the midst of resistance and outright persecution. Though the world hated them for it, they were sons of God, born again by water and the Word, made righteous and holy in the sight of God because of what Jesus accomplished for them. And John saw a glimpse of them, even before the end of all things, when the truth will finally be revealed to all mankind. Saint John got to see for himself the blessedness of the saints before the throne. He got to see the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, who in this life lived in the poverty of their spirit, knowing deep down that the Lord intends so much more for this creation than we of ourselves are able to bring about. They knew their own weaknesses and frailties because of sin, and they relied upon the Lamb in the midst of the throne to guard them, to guide them, to protect them and keep them in this life, and then finally to gather them to himself. Who are these? These are they who have come out of the great tribulation and await the final revealing of Christ's kingdom on earth. And even now they stand before the throne of God, serving him in heaven as they served him during their lifetime on earth. And now they see and experience for themselves what we only cling to by faith, that God shelters them with his presence. Dear redeemed saints in Christ Jesus, as you picture in your mind these who have come out of the great tribulation, see what kind of love the Father has given to us. Even though we continue to live here and now in mourning, meekly hungering and thirsting for righteousness, living our lives, extending the mercy of Christ to others with pure hearts, even as now we seek to extend the peace of Christ to all, in spite of persecution and suffering in this life, these are they who provided the template and the pattern. Because in life they followed their Savior Jesus, just as we seek to do. And just as the world did not know them, it will not know or recognize us until that day when Christ returns. We will get no praise. We will not be recognized for who we are. But those who are in Christ Jesus, who follow the pattern of this white-robed multitude, are indeed sons of God even now. We do not appear so. We cannot even see it ourselves, because what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when Jesus appears in glory, we shall appear with him, and we shall be like him, because at that time we shall see him as he is. So hold on to this hope and thus purify yourselves, and return constantly to Jesus for forgiveness and mercy. Wash your robe again and again and again in the blood of the Lamb, and gather around the altar to partake of his mercy, receive his forgiveness, and purify yourself as he is pure. Because as you do, you join with these. Because as we gather around the altar, we also gather around the throne of God. As we kneel before the elements in Holy Communion, we are in the presence of the Lamb. And here, we gather in the presence of angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven. And that includes this multitude. And we join with them in their cry that salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. So blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power be to our God forever and ever. Amen. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We rise this morning and sing our offertory at the bottom of page 192.